to the Columbia Center for Spiritual Living, a welcoming and diverse community whose vision it is to contribute to a world that works for everyone. The inspirational message you are about to hear will expand your idea of what is possible in life right now and affirm your soul's knowing in taking that right next step towards your greatest good.
Happy New Year. Happy New You to Centers for Spiritual Living Columbia, or Columbia Centers for Spiritual Living. And Happy New Year and Happy to New You. Happy New Year to all of you who are tuning in today on Facebook. I am so excited about this particular talk. So I've been a licensed practitioner for 17 years, but I have been studying the science of mind and spirit for over 30 years. And so I'm excited about these first four sections in the introduction of the Science of Mind textbook. In those first four sections, this is the basics. We're getting back to basics. In those first four sections, section one is talking about, Dr. Holmes is talking about the thing itself, the thing itself. And then the way it works. And then the third one is what it does. And then the fourth one is how to use it. So for the rest of this month, you will have speakers coming on to talk about each separate section. And I'm just giving you the overview on this, right? Dr. Holmes was a remarkable mystic. And as Rebecca Beale took us through the breaths of faith, it reminds us that Dr. Holmes didn't come up with anything new. He didn't come up with a brand new philosophy or brand new religion. What he actually did is to bring all of those tenets of, you know, all together. And then what was birthed through him was the science of mind and spirit philosophy. So let's get into the first section, the thing itself. And all of those faiths that Rebecca had us breathe through, we agree on one thing, that there is a power, there is a presence, there is a something. So Dr. Holmes, in this introduction, calls it the thing itself. See, there is an intelligence, there is a divine something from which all things are created. You know, it is at the very center of all of life. And because it is infinite, all of life is at its center. As Rebecca in her prayer was saying earlier, right? There is no spot where God is not. Because this infinite intelligence, call it whatever works for you, is at the very center of all of life. It permeates, it penetrates, and it fills the interspaces of the universe. There is no space where this which I call God is not. Now, I say call it whatever works for you, because for some of us, the word God just does not fit, right? Which is why Dr. Holmes called it the thing itself, right? So some people call it God. I choose to call you to call it God. Some people call it universal intelligence. Some people call it spirit. You know, around the world, it is known by many different names, right? It's known as Olodumare in the Akan religion. It is known as Krishna in the Hindu religion. It is known by so many different names. Here's the thing though, right? There's really no name for the infinite. I love the first chapter of the Tao Te Ching because it says, the Tao that can be named is not the eternal Tao. The name that can be named is not the nameless Tao, right? So there is no name for this nameless energy, this principle, and we get to call it whatever works for us. So we stand in this awareness, recognizing that the thing itself is at the very center of not only all of life, but it is at the very center of all of our lives. You know, as Holmes writes, the seed of freedom must be planted in the innermost being of mankind. But like the prodigal son, man must make the great discovery for himself. So the prodigal son is one of my favorite my favorite stories within the New Testament. It's about a young man who decides to take his, you know, inheritance, you know, from his father and then go off and just do life, right? And then he finds that he spent all of his inheritance and he's at the lowest of the lows of the low until he comes to himself, right? And when he comes to his self, I love this. When he comes to himself, coming back to the thing itself, right? Because there's no separation. There is no spot where God is not. There is no space where the infinite intelligence is not. So when he comes to himself, basically what he is doing, and this is what we are all called to do, is to wake up to ourselves, to return to ourselves. And then he makes the journey back to where he came from, right? And so that's what we are here to do, is to make this discovery for ourselves. Remembering that we are surrounded by abundance everywhere. Dr. Holmes talks about that we cannot count the grains of sand in any beach. You know, we can't count the blades of grass in the yard. We can look up into the nighttime sky and cannot count the stars in just this galaxy, not the hundreds upon thousands upon millions of galaxies that's out there in this infinite intelligence, in this infinite universe. So the thing itself is the source of all of that. So freedom, being created in the spiritual image and likeness and out of the spiritual nature of the divine, freedom is our sacred inheritance. Freedom is the divine plan, as Dr. Holmes writes. Freedom is the divine plan of the thing itself. Freedom is our birthright. In fact, and in truth, we are created free. And this is beautiful to catch when we talk about the thing itself, because we are created in this beautiful likeness and principle of the thing itself. We are free. We are free to choose what it is that we want to believe, right? So this is the thing itself. We are recognizing that there is this intelligence, call it what works for you, that is at the very center of all of life. There is this intelligence from which all things are created, and it is at the very center of all of life. And now we're going to move on to the way it works. Oh, I love this. Dr. Holmes writes, he didn't write that. That was me. I'll catch up with Dr. Holmes in just a moment. This philosophy, as I was mentioning earlier, this teaching is nothing new. Dr. Holmes gathered all of this information from teachings from around the world. Right now, the thing itself is a universal intelligence. It is a universal mind, and it is universal spirit. I love the word spirit because one of the definitions of spirit is breath. So when we are inspired, right, we are breathing our energy into it. So the way it works, this is really a simple thing. The way that it works, because sometimes we can get too mental. I say that we have spent too much time with the science of mind, right? Because we can get so mental with this. And Dr. Holmes speaks about this in that fourth section, how to use it. But so this is why I call it the science of mind and spirit, the science of mind and spirit. So we want to bring our heart to it. So when we talk about the way it works, my beautiful brothers and sisters, the way that it works is through you. The infinite intelligence works through you. Now, remember, we were speaking about there's no separation, right? There is no place, there is no space, there is no spot where God is not, where spirit is not, where love is not, where peace is not. There is no space where peace is not. In spite of the appearances, peace is at the very center of our lives. So the way it works is by us recognizing that we are that infinite intelligence, that infinite channel through which it works. interesting that when we break it down like this, when we really see it in how Ernest Holmes, you know, wrote this and taught this, we are looking at, we are always looking at and living from the first two steps of affirmative prayer. Every talk, everything that Dr. Holmes has written in some shape or fashion always comes back to the first two steps of affirmative prayer. Step number one, there is only one life, right? We recognize that there is this infinite intelligence that has created everything. Everything that there is. There isn't anything that we can look at where we do not recognize the source. You know, there is this intelligence that has created, you know, the many stars. There's this intelligence that has created, you know, the oceans and the drops of water that fall, you know, as rain. There is this infinite intelligence that causes the earth to spin on its axis. That's when we recognize that there is that power. And because it is everywhere present, we go to step two. We unify with that power. We unify with what we've recognized. We are unifying. We are identifying as the thing itself. Catch that. We are identifying as the thing itself. Now, when we come to that awareness, allowing it to work through us, because this is the way that it works, then we get to say with master, teacher, the elder, brother, Yeshua, Messiah, right? The works that I do, they're not my works. The words that I speak, they are not my words. They are, as he put it for him, they are the works and the words of the Father within. Right? So we get to say with the elder, brother, the master, teacher, Yeshua, Messiah, that when you see me, you see the presence that has sent me. Because we are created in that spiritual image and after the likeness of the divine itself. We are the way it works. We are the way that the thing itself works. See, the life we live is the life of the divine. So no matter what we are doing, no matter where we are going, we are living the life of the divine. And it's very important for us to really catch that, what that really means, that, right? That everything that we do, listening to me talk, me talking, driving, maybe some of us are waking up from a nice long night of celebration, right? But we are doing all of this as the divine. As we identify as a divine, we are really putting on our divinity. Think about, imagine this. Imagine walking today, thinking to yourself that I am divine, that I am divinity itself. And my divineness is the way that it, the infinite intelligence, works. Man, as we begin to live from this, as we begin to live in this and from this without hesitation, without any apologies for being divine, you know what we get to do as we allow it to work through us, because this is the way it works. What we also get to do is we give permission to others to remember their divinity. And it may show up in a number of different ways. People may come up to you and just, you know, go, God, what are you doing? God, it's so good to be around you. And you're not doing anything special. You're just recognizing who and what you are, the divine being of light. And you are allowing that to spread. You are allowing that joy to be contagious. You are now the contagion of joy. You are the contagion of love. You are the contagion of peace. That people just want to be around in the way that, and the reason why they want to be around you is because there is something within them that is waking up to the truth of who they are. The way that it works, is through our belief, right? The way that it works is through our belief. That's why we hear in scripture, the New Testament, right? It is done unto you as you believe, right? So we are coming from a place of faith, opening up to allowing the thing itself to work through us, because this is the way it works. See, we do not, as scripture says, check this, I love this. We do not walk by sight, but we walk by faith. Let me break that down, right? Because when we're little kids, faith is believing, right? So when we're crawling, we believe there's something within us that believes that we can walk. So we don't walk by sight. Now we may see our family members around us walking, but we believe that we can do the same thing. So we don't walk by sight, we walk by faith. So if we didn't believe we could walk, then we wouldn't walk. We couldn't walk. If I didn't believe that I could walk, I'd still be crawling around. But let's take this a little bit further, because the way it works is through us, but it only works through us as we believe it works through us. So when we are talking about or experiencing, let's just say, lack in limitation, is there something within us that may be believing that that's what we deserve, to have this experience of lack and limitation, but because we are gifted with this beautiful thing called choice, we get to believe something else, right? The one thing that we don't have choice on, and they go, yeah, Eugene, we always have a choice. No, we don't always have a choice in this one thing. We cannot help but to create. We have no choice. We have to create. We have no choice. Now, what we are choosing to create, well, that's on us. So we want to be aware, because this thing works through us. This is how it works. We want to be aware of how we are thinking. It is our thinking that creates our experience. It is our words. Words are thoughts expressed. Thoughts are words unexpressed, but it's still the same power. So we want to be aware of what we are thinking, so that, and then really create what it is that we desire. So in this beautiful new year of 2023, let's set the intention. Let's see for our own individual lives and the lives of our communities. Let's see and then feel into what we are seeing, what it is that we want to experience. If we are looking to experience more joy, then see and feel joy. How does it feel to be in joy? And then allow that feeling tone to attract more experiences of joy. There is only one life. That life is God's life. That life is perfect. That life is my life now, says Dr. Holmes, which means that that perfect life of the infinite intelligence, in the way that it works, then that means that our lives are perfect. And because it is perfect, we are perfect. Yeah, we are perfect. Even in our seeming imperfections, we are perfect. The way it works is the second step of treatment. That second step is all about. That I am connected, I am one, I am identifying, I'm unified with this one. So therefore, as I connect with that, now as I speak my word in the third step, which I happen to call declaration, you know, I know that it is taught as realization. Coming from that place, we get to speak our word. We get to declare what it is that we are wanting to experience, and then feeling that it is done. So we've talked about the thing itself. We talked about the way it works. Now, what it does. Holmes says, we should approach the study of this science rationally, never expecting to derive any benefits from it that its principle does not contain. So the nature of the divine is to create. This is what it does. It creates. It cannot help itself. And because we are created out of this same energy, the same principle, the same power, then it is on us to create. This is what it does through us. This is the way it works through us. The divine intelligence is finding an outlet through us. Now, what we are to do, my brothers and sisters, is to really anchor ourselves in this. So for 2023, or how about for today? Let's really anchor into allowing it to be us. I was going to initially say allowing it to work through us, but I want to take that further in allowing it to be us so that we can boldly say that when you see me, you see the presence that has sent me. I am the way, the truth, and the life of the divine. And here's the thing, that is the truth. Now, I know that there may be some of you out there going, no, Eugene, there was only one who could claim that some 2,000 years ago, but that's not the truth. For even in the teachings of Yeshua, he kept saying, that you can do this too, that you are the light. So what we are here to do is to allow it full sway. We are to surrender to the power that is within us. We are to surrender to the power that is beating our heart. We are to surrender to that intelligence that causes the earth to spin, recognizing that we are the thing itself. And the way it works is by working through us. And what it does is that it creates as us. Isn't this a beautiful thing? This is powerful. So today, not for the year, but just for today, identify something that you want to experience today. And then put your focus on what it is that you want to experience today. And then feel that what you want to experience today is already happening in your life now. This is the power. This is the power that you have, which takes us to how to use it. How to use it. Dr. Holmes talks about, in this section, he starts out by saying, sometimes, let me not paraphrase, let me just go straight to it if you don't mind. Hang on. Give me a little bit of time here, because this is powerful. Here we go. No, really, we are going there. One of the great difficulties in the new order of thought is that we are likely to indulge in too much theory in too little practice. This is the first sentence in that fourth section, how to use it. So what he's saying essentially is we have to get out of just talking about it. I have a friend of mine who says, if you call yourself a rainmaker, well, then make it rain. So what we are here to do is go beyond the theory and start to practice it. How do we use it? We use it intentionally. How do we use it? We use it from a place of clarity. How we use it is first recognizing that power, that infinite intelligence is at the very core of our being, that every word, every thought that we speak or think is creative. So how do you choose to use it? The choice is yours. How we get to use it is a beautiful, beautiful gift. So what do you choose to experience? Do you choose to experience continued stress? Or do you choose to experience peace? Do you choose to continue to experience, fear, doubt, and worry? Or are you willing to choose to experience peace and joy and freedom? Are you ready to expand your life? If you are, then you want to continue to tune in for the next 4 weeks as the speakers and the practitioners of Columbia Centers for Spiritual Living dive deeper into all four sections. The thing itself, what it does, how to use it, and the rest. Let's go ahead and pray, but I want to just break that down one more time. The thing itself, the way it works, what it does, and how to use it. You are the way that it works. You are the thing itself made manifest. You are the vessel through which how and what it does is through you. And it's all up to us, you, me, and we, on how we get to use this divine power. Join me in prayer. Infinite intelligence. Mother, Father, God. Lord God Almighty, infinite best friend, that which is not outside of us, but that which is at the very core of our being, I give thanks. I am so very grateful for this opportunity to speak this word, recognizing first and foremost that there is an infinite intelligence from which all things are created. There is this infinite intelligence that is at the very center of all of life, which means that it is at the very center of our lives. Because right where we are, it is. See, I know that this infinite intelligence is that which causes the sun to shine and the moon to glow. It is the infinite intelligence that causes the stars to sparkle and the oceans to wave. But wait, there's more. It is that which beats our heart. It is that which breathes our breath. It is that which animates our body temple. So it is in this awareness of our oneness and this divine intelligence that I call God that I speak this word. I know that as we step into a brand new day, as we step into a brand new month, as we step into a brand new year, we are in essence stepping into a brand new life. And so I give great thanks knowing that this word I speak is about the willingness to be that infinite intelligence, that we have the willingness to show up as the love. We show up, we have the willingness to show up as the light. We have the intelligence and the willingness to show up as love. How may I serve today? How may I love today? So as we put on the mantle of love, we know that we are guided and directed. So for this and for so much more than these words can ever convey, I remain forever grateful and thankful. And now I release this word into the awesome and dynamic activity of love and law, knowing that as this word is released into the law cannot help itself. It has no other choice but to return these words unto us completely fulfilled. And so fulfilled, we simply and in love allow it to be. And so it is. Amen. Ashe. Amen. Peace and blessings. Happy New You in this new year.
Thank you for listening. If you have received a value, we invite you to share this podcast and check out our website, columbiacsl.com, to sign up for our weekly newsletter, providing thought-provoking blogs and details on our upcoming classes and community events. And we always are pleased to hear from you. You can reach us at podcast@columbiacsl.com. Thank you. Blessings on your journey.